sunny Friday morning to you. It is the 13th day of May 2022. How are you? My name is Eno Ogbevire, and we're having the biggest conversation this week today. For many months, there's been speculations that former President Goodluck Jonathan is the man. You know, he's the joker, the card? That the APC was going to play. And at some point, they asked the current president, Muhammadu Buhari, and he said, they asked him who his successor would be. And he said, if I say it, the person is not likely to live, you know. So people have been hoping, waiting. Then a group came out not long ago. Several groups came out to say, oh, President Jonathan, former President Jonathan, please run for office, please return to office. And there was that drama. I'm looking for the exact way he said it, because he's not the first. We've seen that happen before in Nigeria, especially with you know, the electioneering season, where people have been said to have taken a form for someone, and they say no, it's not us, we don't know, we're not part of it, we're not party to that, you know. So when that report came out, said it was an insult, you know. But it was interesting the way the document was written. That's why when documents are written, you need to read to see what is being said and what is not said. So I'm going to read it to you. It's titled, An Insult, Jonathan Rejects APC Presidential Form. So his media advisor, Ikechukwu Eze, who we've tried to reach from Abuja office this morning to tell us, is it true that the former president is going to submit an APC presidential nomination and expression of interest form today? Submit. He's not responded to our messages. But this is what he wrote in a statement hours after the news broke that a group, a northern group, had bought the form for the former president. He said the president did not authorize them to do so. In fact, let me read it for you. He says, we wish to categorically state that Dr. Jonathan was not aware of this bid and did not authorize it. We want to state that if the former president wanted to contest an election, he would make his intentions clear to the public and will not enter through the back door. But the former president has yet to state whether he would contest or not. Neither has he spoken of the possibility of switching parties. And this is what it says. It says, while we appreciate the overwhelming request by a cross-section of Nigerians for Dr. Jonathan to make himself available for the 2023 presidential election, we wish to state that he has not in any way committed himself to this request. Buying a presidential aspiration form in the name of Dr. Jonathan without his consent, knowing the position he had held in the country, is considered an insult to his person. The general public is therefore advised to disregard it. So he did not say former President Goodluck Jonathan doesn't want to contest, not interested. The key word here is committed. Commitment says he has not in any way committed himself to these requests. So if I say I'm not committed to a request, it means that the request is on the table. So here we are now. And Punch is saying that today he's going to submit the form. And for those who may not know, the APC moved forward their submission date. And some people are saying that it is because the former president was out of the country. So they needed him to return to be able to submit the form in time. We've had several comments from some of you about this. Some people have sworn that, no, it can't happen. No, not the Jonathan I know. I don't know if you really know anyone. Then talk more of politicians. But I want to read that thing I read in the 6 o'clock hour. Ahmad Bashir, Bashir Ahmed. Uh-huh. So after the statement from Jonathan's camp that it was an insult, Ahmed Bashir, which is now 21 hours ago, the post on Twitter says, "When I shared the news of former President Jonathan joining our party, his uninformed supporters insulted me, saying that they can, that can never happen even in the wildest dream. They should know that we know something they don't know, and not everything planned not everything is planned and executed on social media." And for those who may not know, on that day, or the day after they said he had picked up the form, he saw the APC national chairman. That's talking about former President Goodluck Jonathan. So we're here now. What is your take if indeed former President Goodluck Jonathan joins the APC? Oh, no. Okay, join the APC one, then joins the presidential race too. And do you think that if that's actually the joker of the APC, it's going to fly? What cannot happen in Nigeria does not exist. So let's leave it at that. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. If you think it's great, fantastic, a breath of fresh air, now we can have a real president who would move Nigeria to greater heights, our dreams will come true, yay! Join the conversation. 0817-923. Boko Haram, all these theories, crush them, smoke them out. Jonathan, President Jonathan can do it. If he gets into power, former President Jonathan becoming president again, he can do it. IPOB, kidnapping on East-West Roads, completion of East-West Road, our schools. Oh, no, you don't know. No, Nigeria will arise as the giant of Africa. Okonkwo is calling from Lumokuta. Okonkwo, good morning.
Good morning, big madam. No, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. Let me go directly by your documentary. They say it was an insult because Jonathan did not permit them to do so. But, Madam, let me tell you that it's only in Nigeria that adults or old men and women will vomit something. After vomiting, they will go back to lick what they have vomited. Let us watch the drama. The, Jonathan might go back and change his mind on what he has rejected. He might accept what he has rejected. Let's watch out. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling. It reminds me of a Rivers state politician that said, I'm my father's son, I can never go back to my vomit. And right now, he's serving it hot. Chris, is Rumbi Akani, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Eno.
Good morning.
For me, I still don't believe it because
Oh, Chris, are you there? All right, let's go to David calling from Yenagoa. David, good morning.
Good morning, Madam Eno.
You're on.
How is the weekend?
Great.
All right. You see, it is quite interesting for me that His Excellency Goodluck Ebele Jonathan, the former president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, will say one thing in the morning, and in the evening we are hearing another thing. Now that they say they are submitting the form by proxy, I don't know if there is any place where it is written, either in the Electoral Act or even in INEC guidelines, that forms should be submitted by proxy. And also, if the form is submitted to, for him by proxy by the same people that he has rejected their form to say that it was an insult to his person, that he has money to purchase form for himself and he's not aware and he did not send anybody. If at the end of the day, after submitting the form flies, will Jonathan come and claim the mandate of that form? I think for me, I am not interested in former President Goodluck Jonathan presidency. If he becomes the president of Nigeria today, he will not do more than 4 years.
and you and it, I were aware you, that power your, domicile is your issue is not the for tenure or the performance, David?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Is your issue the tenure or the performance? He's done 7 years or six. What is it?
You see, the performance is the performance for me. He will not do anything spectacular than what he had done in the past 6 years. Why do I say so? Is it not the same human being, the same character of persons that have that surrounded him in 2015 that are still surrounding him now? Except Nigerians have changed their attitude. Otherwise, with this same country I know and this same manner of politicians, Jonathan will not perform spectacularly in the 4 years.
All right, thank
and
you.
And for me, that 4 years will be a waste for those of us in the South.
Chima is in Boba. Chima.
Good morning, Eno.
Good morning.
Yes, Eno, I think I'm not surprised to what we're hearing right now. I know that there is a pressure because a particular section of the country actually using Jonathan to be able to cost out the 80th tenure of a particular section of the country. Should he accept that meeting? I think it's no for me. I think Jonathan, with what he has done so far, I think my personal opinion that he should have rested and allow everything to play out the way it is. Because coming back, it will be a dent on him, honestly, I must say, without sincerity. Because with what all happened in 2015 election, and how he was able to hand over, even when there was a kind of unclear malpractices that we had, I think for him, for me, he should have rest without accepting it. Let him not accept it. For me, if he continue any idea to that effect, please let him get in the idea. Okay, that's my advice for him. Thank you very much.
Daniel is in Transamadi. Good morning.
Good morning, or good morning.
Yes, you're on.
For me, I think it's a big lesson to some of our brothers who follow politicians and kill themselves for them. These individuals, they will say good morning, it may be good evening, they may even say good evening at night, anything can happen. As far as I'm concerned, I saw the tweet yesterday, but a lot of questioning, some things were not on the radio. Let it be on record that Good Luck have never won the reply to APC in a very bad manner. Rather, some of the individuals who call him name, the governor of Kaduna State, even this, the Bashir Ahmed, a lot of names is called. And today, the same man that you people call this name is whom you people are wooing to APC. It's just to say that Nigerian politicians don't get it. Is it really about the masses or is it about themselves? But as far as I'm concerned, Nigerian politics is about the negotiation. What are they going to have? What are they going to get if you become a president? Now, if we can give them what they want, they will support it, which is the elite. And the masses will go ahead, killing themselves for this individual, which is also unfortunate. We have to learn. Don't kill anybody. Don't kill yourself for anybody. All these Nigerian politicians, because they don't care about you.
All right. Okay, it's in Labuchi. Okay, good morning.
Good morning, my sister-in-law.
You're on.
Yes. The question today of Good Lord joining APC or not. I myself, I don't see it as a surprise for him to join APC or any party because he's a politician. They are all full of selfish interest. But I myself, a candidate advice I would give him as a loyal person to him is for him to rest.
So if he refuses,
if he refuses, I don't see any money he's looking for, which he has not got in this world.
So, if he refuses to rest, would you still be loyal to him?
Is it?
If he refuses to rest and says, "I want to be president again," would that affect your loyalty to him?
It's not affect my loyalty, but I fear of it to disgrace him because they will disgrace him. Nigeria is not a country to they have corrupt Nigeria to the extent of nobody can retain it again.
JJ is calling from Mumigo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And please, can you turn with me to Premium Times on the 30th of April 2015, and the Angle Newspaper Online.com, 1st May 2015, where Jonathan said that those defecting from PDP to APC will return hungry. On Premium Time, he said those defecting from PDP to APC will come back with empty stomach. And I don't know if you have gotten to that area.
No, say again.
The same APC is what we are hearing that is trying to join right now. I don't know if he's trying to come back with empty stomach at the end of the day. For me, I believe that even if you give Jonathan 100 years to rule this country, nothing will change. He doesn't have any pedigree. He was governor for how many years? For few time in Bayelsa, nothing to show. He was acting president. They used the doctor of necessity, brought him in as president. 5.5 years, so almost 6 years, nothing happened. Even on the 6th year, he prepared a budget where you have recurrent expenditure at 91%, while capital expenditure was just 9%. So as far as I'm concerned, like others have said, Ross, please rest and get your respect in full term. But for me, if you want to come play in the monkey waters, it will be all to thank you very much, Eno. Nothing will change if you give him 1,000 years to rule this country. Thank you very much.
You're so pessimistic. So the document is here. PDP defectors will remain on empty stomachs, says Jonathan. He was talking about some members of the PDP going to the APC, say they will return on empty stomachs. On Twitter, Paul Yesom Chuku says he will be rubbished. Ejiofor Ishi says, GD should better respect himself and remain in the position UN has placed him rather than accepting that APC dangerous offer that it will use in disgracing him at last. Anderson Ovoak Borai. Good morning, Eno. That will be massive disappointed and shameful. Then again, it speaks of the politics of Nigeria, where the electorate don't matter and Nigeria's progress not in view. Luda concept. It's his choice and it doesn't concern anybody. Besides, life is all about choice-driven. Son of man, that is disgraceful and it means that truly politics is 419. Because APC has been blaming PDP for Nigeria's problems and leader of PDP, who they strongly criticize for bringing us to minus zero level, is now their messiah, then something is wrong. That son of man. And then we have Mr. Distinctive saying, won't be surprised, not one bit. Nigeria blood runs through GEJ's veins. It is a typical Nigerian politician's behavior. They don't give a damn about reputation. That's on Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH. Just joining in, the Nigeria Info. My name is Eno Ogbevere. The Punch is reporting that former President Goodluck Jonathan will submit an APC presidential nomination and expression of interest form today. That's what we're talking about. What is your take on it? Is it welcome? Or like some people have said, it is disgraceful and a disappointment. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It's 27 minutes before 9 o'clock. Thank you for staying tuned. My name is Eno Ogbevere. Someone asked me a question while the commercial was playing. Is it possible for a group to submit the form on behalf of the former president, Goodluck Jonathan? And I answered the person, how are they even able to submit the document? Who fills the form? Who fills the form? Who signed the signatures on there? 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call on Facebook. We've got comments. Kelcha Ogunka Henry, GJ is running in APC for presidency. Wonder should never end. Nigerian politicians in their political rigmarole is a big concern. GJ isn't my major issue, but Dame Patience, will she really allow GJ go to APC? Joseph Aloy is asking. Humphrey Ifedigbo, if he likes, let him join SDP. I'll vote for him. It's not the party that matters to me. It is the candidates. All the parties are the same. Osita thinks is laughable. January Simebia says it's a welcome development, but if the president and Inos decides to pick GJ, what happened to Tinubu, who has majority of the APC presidential delegates? Well, you don't know. You don't know who anybody owns. You don't know who is loyal to anyone. If indeed the group is going to submit the form today on behalf of the former president, you don't know. So let's see how it plays out. Rafael Oamadi says nothing, absolutely nothing, because it's politics and anything can happen. Say what? Say what? Anything can happen. Jack Tete Amakiri, and all good morning to me. It's not a bad one if he wishes to finish what he started some years ago, but my question is, will he be allowed to complete his 8 years in office or be used for just 6 years and kicked out of office for the Northerners again? Because it'd be like, these people won't use us, play politics, just thinking, sharp. Oko Namdi says, I won't be surprised, because every day in Nigeria you hear about political drama. You won't wake up in Nigeria without hearing political drama. If Chinua Achebe were still alive today, he would have written endless notes of political drama in Nigeria. Mark George Aguirre says, if GJ comes, he'll rule for only 4 years. Power will go back to the North. This is what the Northerners want. The South should produce candidates that will complete our 8 years, please. Dr. Omar says, is Jonathan Goodluck the only person in the South? The loss of silver is much. The loss of gold is much more. But the loss of honor is such no man regains. Let him not shoot himself in the leg. Let him hold his integrity unless he wants them to rubbish it for him. A word is enough for the wise. Ogu Ojuna Justice on Facebook. All the APC haters are quiet over Jonathan's political move, and they have no options other than to carry brooms, because Atiku will get PDP tickets. Lorenzo Delight, GJ joining APC is not a bad one. That's the game of politics. But I don't like him picking presidential form. Some group of Northerners are using him to play against Southern agenda. After all, it was his lack of performance that made Nigerians vote him out in 2015. So if he joins the APC and he's not running for president, what's the use then? GJ wants to disgrace himself in the name of politics, says Uzuamaka Clifford. Governor Wike will always say they will rob him poto poto. That's Facebook. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. There was a comment earlier on. Let's see. Okay, that was from much earlier on. Let me leave that alone. What's up? Clement is calling from Ada George. Clement, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Madam Eno.
Good morning.
How are you feeling today?
Good, how are you?
Okay, first of all, I actually was expecting a drum rolling breaking news that our former president has jumped ship. I've been expecting this for the past 1 month, but however, I have not gotten it. I think I called Sam Oracle one of these nights and I asked, why has this news not been broken yet? You know, because my expectation was sure that he has become. But however, the secrecy, the shenanigans behind it, is something that I don't understand. You know, as a Nigerian, I should know why all these are happening. However, I wonder how he will hold the mic and campaign if eventually he has gotten the ticket. Campaign against who? against PDP.
It might not, Clement, they might not use that strategy. I mean, you don't need to campaign against anyone. You should campaign for yourself and possibly what you're going to do.
Nigerians, look at the typical Nigerian. I'm watching one of his campaign speech. This is what J.J. said. He said that Nigerians are for the youth. He beat his hand on the chest and said, old people like us. I will tell you the video, Madam Eno. He said, old people like us should not rule this country. That is what he said.
He's just 64 years old.
He's old, for crying out loud. He's old. So for him to have made that statement, in fact, the people I'm seeing on that podium are all in APC now. I'm telling you, the people on that podium with that statement are all of them. Okay. Look at them. All of them are in APC now.
All right. Thank you. Promise is no Igbo. Promise.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I... From what we are seeing online, they told us that Goodluck Jonathan is still in Senegal. But quite unfortunately, we are hearing that people want to submit form on his behalf.
Mm.
I think he should not accept that. He should refuse and disagree with them because he is full and people want to...
The key question promises...
his hard-earned personality and reputation. Nigerians have respect for Goodluck Ebele Jonathan. He should reject it entirely because you see from what we are seeing, 12 governors are already signed. They have already signed for Tinubu, and by the time he goes there, they will rubbish him. We have respect for him from the south. He should respect himself and work for European Union. He's working for African Union. He will be visiting places. By the time he comes, the Fulani people just rubbish him. Let him maintain his respect, and will continue to appreciate him because once he goes, they will rubbish him. They won't give him ticket in APC. That's my stake. Thank you very much.
It will shock you. Never believe any politician is a comment here. Good morning, Eno. I trust today is awesome. The truth is, everything and anything is possible with Nigerian politics and politicians. The only thing that's not possible is not dying 30 years ago. Babangida stated in clear terms, I don't know who will succeed me, but I know those who will not. I believe Buhari may not know who will succeed him, but definitely he knows those that will not. So just keep watching. The person that will emerge as Nigeria's next president will shock many people. Mark my words for this, and you can take it to the bank. Have a blissful weekend. God bless you. Nigeria Info. Nigeria is indeed a Nollywood movie. What kind of movie? Comedy, pure comedy. Former president should just take care of the throne to avoid further embarrassment. My take. Why do I say this? Nigeria gets worse in corruption, or worse, every 4 years. It's very disappointing that Dr. Jonathan and Emefiele decide to make unpleasant news about Nigeria and the way they're going. Mr. Bright, send that in. I wonder when Nigerians will stop being tribalistic and selfish and put the country's progress at heart. Yes, a game is coming up by both parties to outplay the other. Good luck, Jonathan. But my vision is going to be the next president of Nigeria. Which vision is that? It's not a wrong move, says Kingsley Naji. It doesn't make him any less a person or bring disrespect to him. But to those who don't believe in the concept of change, which has always been the only static phenomenon of life. So what he's saying in essence is that... change, right? The only constant thing in life is change. So people are free to change their minds. Even if they say that if I go to that party, let me die. I'm a mad person. I lose all your respect that you have for me or whatever it is. Once they change their minds and they port, it's okay. Just believe that they've changed and all things have passed away and behold, all things have become new. Amen. Nathaniel is in Bonny Island. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine.
All right, let's talk.
The news I'm hearing this morning is not making everything fine for me. because the APC have actually, before this time, some 7-8 years before now, automatically rejected Jonathan and pursued him out of office. They voted against him massively. And even when he was in office, they embarrassed him. They said every sort of things against Jonathan. They even barricaded some part of Lagos when he was traveling from Abuja through Lagos to somewhere. And they disturbed and do every sort of things they said against Jonathan. This same APC are the same APC that are going back and begging Jonathan to come back. This is the 10th wonders of the world. For me, I think it's most embarrassing for APC. They don't have enough candidates that will pilot their affairs.
They only need one man.
I think for me, if I were Jonathan, I will ever snub them because they are ready to discredit Jonathan again. Because already for me, I know that they have almost finished everything and they know who will represent them. They know who will be their flag bearer. Why are they disturbing Jonathan in this? The man has said temporarily that he's not interested in picking any form, not because of submitting any form, not because of even submitting in and joining a PC. For me, I think Jonathan should never. We have respect for him. He should not in any way go back to politics in Nigeria. It's a dirty water. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling on WhatsApp. I'm surprised that those people that supported GJ in 2015 have suddenly changed their minds. Aren't we just in the change box this morning? But he's still our brother now. Why the sudden change of mind? Give him GJ. Donkey ears. He will still fail. He's always, well, failed. This one says, my takes are, number one, is a betrayal to Southeast that gave him blog foot in 2011 and 2015 to their detriment in this ABC government. A betrayal to the whole South, because if he wins, the South will have only 4 years before the presidency goes back to the North. Probability of bringing disrepute to his good name is sure. He can't clean up PMB's mess in 4 years.
It's the morning crossfire.
This is an indication of how untrustworthy Nigerian politicians can be. They can't be trusted in any way. Uche Nwachukwu from Ngboba. Inasmuch as not comfortable what's happening in Nigeria, politics concerning the former president, until I hear from him, then I will know what to say. But for now, I will advise Dr. Jonathan to remain where he is and forget about his ambition of coming back to contest for president again, unless he wants to tell me he forgot something in Aso Rock. Comrade Akra Godwin sent that in. I'll not be surprised tomorrow if Governor Wike joins APC. Must you drag the governor into it? Mr. Bands, I don't see anything wrong with His Excellency Dr. GJ joining the APC or accepting the purchase of form for the presidential race because it's his constitutional right. Moreover, who says he can't do better if given a chance? I would really want him to be in the APC and possibly get the ticket. So the people of River State would see how the fight the governor of River State promised to give him if he ever switched to APC would play out. Enough of this tribal hidden agendas and scheming going on in our state. May we never see anything that will make us miss Buhari's regime. Hey, is it possible for you to shave someone's head in his absence? It's like they're shaving GEJ's head in his absence. What can happen in Nigeria doesn't exist. But I'd rather vote a northerner because it's a betrayal to the South who suffered for him in 2015. If GEJ finally decamps to a failed APC to contest for president, he'll be a big loser. Governor Ezewonwike is our next president come 2023 election. That's what Atiku Thangod is saying. Nedom Desire, this concept or calculation by GEJ just reminds me that all Nigerian politicians are greedy and have no integrity. Why say PDP defectors will go on an empty stomach? At his level, he should be contented. GJ may regret this. Thick is calling from Ozuoba. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I am Mr. Pink. I want to plead with our father. Speaking a APC form, not now, my enemy, you are looking at witness what is it? In some years, you give history. And the question I want to ask Jonathan, how did he forget, that statement did he forget in the afterlife? At the same time, I really want to know that the people that died because Ogube was in aspect with good luck today, calling the election. And the whole Nigeria was to be in Christ, if not because of God's intervention. Many people died. And today, he is coming up saying he still wants to go to that place. He better fortune it, but the leader, he should rethink. A lot of people die. As he made a statement,
His election cannot be won to take somebody's life. And to say he did not go back to talk about that life again, he's going to be that way. He's fair and good. He's very unfortunate. Thank you very much.
All right, we've got Kingsley. Kingsley.
Hey, no. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's okay. I just had a question.
Hmm.
I mean, I remember one time ago, you were a graduate, you graduated, you are in university, allow that. And in the process while you are doing that, in your courses, you had one or two courses that you couldn't meet up. What do you do while you move on? You go back to the right, is that not? Good. So, what is wrong if Jonathan should go back to Aso Rock to the right some certain point? I don't think anything is wrong about that. The only problem we have in this country is that we always like taking Panadol for other people's headache. Tomorrow, if Jonathan becomes president again in this country, everybody will change mind. Say it was a good direction. So I don't know why. Allow Nigerian politics to play out the way he wants to play. And moreover, know that Nigerian politics is not being played by Nigerians alone. International community also is interested. That is one thing most of us don't know. So let us see it as event unfold himself. Thank you, God bless you.
Well, you can't say everyone would change mouths. This change thing we're talking about is dynamic, so you'd be surprised. Anyway, there's the story in the Punch. A group is going to submit an APC presidential nomination form on behalf of Dr. Goodluck Jonathan. And Bashir Ahmed said he joined their party some time ago. Although the Bayelsa APC has said, well, he's not in Bayelsa APC. Even if it's true, this is because APC as a party are doing damage control, asking GJ to run for office on their party, knowing they will lose all credibility and won't win in 2023. However, he'll still lose, I assure you. Hi, Eno. All I can say is those sons of Caliphate are setting former President Goodluck Jonathan for impeding catastrophe. Araceli has sent that in. Anyone who trusts or fights for any politician is on the long tin. Yesterday, many of them were in Abuja for Justice Mary Odedi's retirement. They are not fighting. Before that, in 2013, they attended Obasanjo's foundation launch in London. No punches were thrown, and none of them died of food poisoning. Believe their public shenanigans at your peril. Esther Etim sent that in. GJ cannot join a bandwagon of discredited persons. Uchibeke in Ekpeyelan. Do I pin that? Final call. Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Nigerian people.
Yes, you're on.
Let me pocket you. From former president Jonathan to purchase some in APC for presidential race.
It was purchased on his behalf.
They are planning to stabilize somebody's future and somebody's planning. That cannot work. Let him go back and drop the bomb. We don't need him in APC. And definitely that Bayelsa said APC say he have not even registered in APC in Bayelsa. He cannot achieve. Let him come down. Let people who are moving ahead to move. That's what I want to say. Let Jonathan come down. Allow people who are be the party to achieve what they need from that party. I know he wants to stabilize and make his plan. That is why he's coming to APC to protest from. Let Jonathan, what is he going to take in House Rock again? I think I've run as the president in there for how many years? 6 years. What is he going to do again?
Thank you, Mr. Kuku. That's my final call this morning. Thank you for joining the conversation. Chidosik Chidek says, morality and legality is not favoring Goodluck's presidential ambition. The chameleon nature of Nigerian politics is like Z-World Extraordinary. There's a tweet here, though. Gifted Seed is asking, can't stop thinking, who signed the forms GJ is denying he didn't authorize? If submissions can be done by proxy, can appending signatures also be done by proxy? We will wait and see how this plays out. The news that President Jonathan joined the APC a while ago and now a group picked up a form for him, said it was an insult. He did not deny but he said he's not committed yet. Something like that. Could that be APC's joker? And what would that even mean for the PDP and for the 2023 elections, if indeed he gets the ticket? My name is Eno Ogbevri. On Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Enigma City. Do enjoy the rest of our broadcast, and thank you for joining the conversation this week. To have a great weekend. Good morning.